settling into our posture. So we'll meditate for about maybe about 40 minutes, but at the end I'll just read the last sentence from Bhante's seminar on the Bodhicaryavatara. And then I'll read the last paragraph from Middlemarch by George Eliot. The Metta Bhavana. Just settling ourselves into relationship with ourselves. What is your experience right now? Is it easy to be with or difficult to be with? Just noticing where there is a grip or a tension of self-clinging, self-aversion. Can you simply be present to the conditions arising with kindness and openness? Turning towards a friend. noticing the beauty of your friend. Where do you feel that in your body? Where does self-clinging arise between the two of you? what gesture would arise if you released the habit of selfhood? Opening out to a neutral person. Just noticing any subtle aversion or attraction to them, pulling and pushing, moving towards. just noticing what arises when you think of them. And we see them as they really are, rather than as we are. What gesture of metta could arise between you right now? calling to mind a person we find difficult? Just feeling that dense texture of self-clinging that arises between you. How is your perception conditioning the situation? What gesture of matter would arise between you if only you let it? Turning outwards towards the world, opening out towards all sentient life. Relaxing the grip of selfhood, the tension, the dense texture of self-referentialness. in touch with that quality of Kalyana, the beauty of metta. There's a big black cloud hanging over the whole of human race, and it needs to be dispelled by the united efforts of us all. George Eliot. Her finely touched spirit had still its fine issues, though they were not widely visible. Her full nature, like that river of which Cirrus broke the strength, spent itself in channels which had no great name on the earth. But the effect of her being on those around her was incalculably diffuse. For the growing good of the world is partly dependent on unhistoric acts, and that things are not so ill with you or me as they might have been is half owing to the number who have lived faithfully a hidden life and rest in unvisited tombs.